Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Ira Friedman.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
You charged three payments on my card. Let me tell you what they are. Bear with me a moment, please. On September 30th, you charged $5.74. On October 8th, you charged $67.32. And on November 9th, you charged another $67.32. None of those are authorized charges. I'd like a refund or simply put a dispute in with my bank. I have no idea how you charge that.
Okay, well, I can look into the account in order to assist you. Now, I do see that the first charge was made back on September the 30th, and that was the $5.74 charge. Now, from what I'm able to tell, this account was created back on September the 30th. It was created when someone participated in a contest entry for a cookware kitchen set. Does any of that sound familiar?
I don't cook. No, I don't cook. I live alone, and I have cookware. I did not order any cookware. I did not receive any cookware.
Okay. Now, if you do not recall participating in the contest entry, I can file to the fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is for a pending investigation, and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you did not participate in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes, and I'd like the refund to be for three separate charges. And make sure you do not do any subsequent charges.
So I can go ahead and file this as a fraudulent claim. Could you please hold? Thank you. Thank you for holding. So I have went ahead and processed the account stage for this account, and I've also processed the refund. It would take three separate charges.
Right.
The refund will take 3 to 5 business days, and you'll receive a confirmation email.
Okay. And
is there anything else
I
can help you with?
No. Now, why was it billed? Why was the billed $67.32 on two occasions?
The account is on a membership.
And it's $67.32 a month. Is that what
it
is?
Yes, that's correct.
And what do I supposedly receive for that?
It's a membership to an online store called the Discount Shopping Store. You get a $125 shopping credit.
So I assume, one would assume that you shipped that product to a different address, right?
No, there was no physical product shipped out. It was a membership to an online store.
Why would someone pay money Or an online store and not buy anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, sir, why would someone buy a membership to an online store and not use it?
I wouldn't know, sir.
All right, so you are refunding that money. I should see it in 3 to 5 days. Is that right?
Yes, and is there anything else you need help with?
No, you know what I would like? What's the name of your company?
Call Solutions.
Call Solutions. Where are you located?
Alabama.
You have an address?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham is a big place. You have a street address?
I can provide you with the city and state.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not, sir.
Let me get this right. You ran my credit card. I'm supposed, unauthorized. I'm supposed to take your word that you're going to refund it and not charge it again.
Well, you
yet
will receive
you
a confirmation email
me,
within 24 hours, so you have that verification.
But you won't tell me where in Birmingham you're located.
No, I cannot give you the street address. You can have the city and state.
Does that seem odd to you?
No.
If you were me, would that seem odd to you?
No, sir.
No? So I have a question for you. Why did I have to supply my address to you to confirm who you were speaking to, but you will not give me your address?
We had to confirm this is the correct account. That is why the email address and the mailing address have to be verified.
Yeah, I'd like to know who ran my credit card, but you're not helping me with that.
We don't have the information. We can only start the investigation to determine how the account was created.
All right. But you are definitely refunding my money.
Yes, and you'll receive a confirmation email within 24 hours.
Okay, and do you have an email address?
The email address that we have is friedman.ij@gmail.com.
Yes. Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thanks.